You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Today we're going to focus on a common struggle for many parents across the UK, and a new research has revealed that parents are losing sleep on average 182 nights a year due to children aged 6 and over struggling to drift off. In fact, 65% of parents say that their child has trouble sleeping, with noticeable changes in their child's mood, focus and behaviour. Joining us to talk more about the research and how we can create a calm, healthy routine for our children is broadcaster, author and mom of two, Katie Piper. It is so lovely to be speaking with you today, Katie.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, what drew you to this campaign?
I have to say, actually, when I saw the research that 97% of parents with children the same age as my kids, 6 to 16, had noticed a change in their children's mood, it didn't surprise me at all. You know, the research showed there was an issue with concentration, energy levels and behaviour when their kids don't sleep well. And I've seen all of that in my two children. Reading that research was like reading about my own family. You know, I remember when I was a mum of a newborn, a baby, a toddler, sleep was the main conversation at all the parent and toddler groups when we were dropping off at nursery. But that's really petered out as my children have got to that kind of target audience of 6 to 16. I've got two really active daughters, one's 7 and one's 11, and sleep still very much is something that affects us as a family. But for some reason, we don't really talk about it as mums and dads, and it has this kind of stigma attached to it. So I think it's really great that this new range has come out, the Halibut Orange new range, focuses on the emotional well-being and not just nutritional needs or conversations around exercise and movement that we do know are important. But I think what we now understand is that actually, if we look at it like a tree, you know, sleep is up here at the top. Sleep is king, because if we don't get that thing right, then all the exercise and the nutritional needs won't get met either.
Why do you think we don't see these conversations happening around sleep struggles with older kids and only with younger children or with newborn babies?
I think it's completely different to babies and toddlers, because I think we all understand the discussion of sleep around that age group. It's like, when will they sleep? How should I do it? Should I sleep train? When should they feed? And there's so much literature and forums and groups that you can join to get advice on that. But it's a bit thin on the ground for, you know, the age group that my children are. And things do change. And sometimes it's more about the winding down. So it's like, not just, right, the kids go to bed at 8. I want them to sleep then. It's, what do you do before 8? Like, when, what do you do at 6, 7, 7:30? And I found, for me, it's a consistency thing. And just like you would as an adult, you might sort of stop doing the work emails. You might try and come off devices. You might switch to reading a book, take off your makeup. I try and get a similar routine for my kids. So it's probably around 2 hours of winding down. They'll have their dinner, they'll like clear the table, they'll load the dishwasher, that's their chores. They'll take their gummy. Then they kind of know that screen time over. We'll turn the main lights off and we just have the lamps on in the room. Then they'll go and get changed. My youngest, who's 7, will have a storybook, and we'll usually pick something that's illustrated as well, and we'll take turns in reading different pages. My eldest has just got an Alexa in her bedroom, and she'll have an audio book, and it'll be a softly spoken audio book. So it's very gradual, like things just start to slow down and soften. And then when they go to bed, they're kind of ready, and it's not an abrupt thing of like, right, we're downstairs, you're going upstairs to bed. And trying to be consistent with that has been key, but also a bit of compassion to the parents, like self-compassion for you and for your partner. Or sometimes you get a work late call, or sometimes you get stuck in traffic coming home. So not being so rigid with that. But if you can have a few non-negotiables, like they do need the gummy, they do need to come off the screens. So you've got those fixed things. And if another few things go out the window, that's okay. You know, a big part of this campaign has been a hashtag that I'm so supportive of, is that it's all normal. And it really is normal for children to delay at bedtime, for children to get stressed at bedtime, for children not to sleep, whatever age. And I think that's the power of this campaign, is talking about it and encouraging that story sharing.
You've mentioned the campaign's hashtag there earlier, hashtag it's all normal. Why do you think it's important for these parenting stories to be shared?
I mean, I think that's the positive thing about this campaign. It's inviting people to share their experiences in a safe place without criticizing them, and it's solution-led. And I think actually, myself included, we can all learn from other people's stories and other people's experiences. And actually, I would say, outside of this campaign, a lot of my books and other conversations that I've opened up are always focused on hearing other people's experiences and not judging it, and actually learning from it. Particularly when you're at the start of parenting, as early as conceiving or pregnancy, a lot of the sort of traditional parenting books you can read make you feel like everything's linear, with various milestones that you tick off and you don't go back. And I would say, in my experience, I've been a mum now for coming up to 12 years. It's certainly not linear. And my own experience of my life is that, you think you're going to get start here and get there, and it goes off to all these different ways. And there's no shame in things going backwards. And, sleep in particular is not this goalpost that you master and crack and never have to go back to. We're just about to go into secondary school with my eldest. My youngest is about to start sort of the beginning of primary, year three. And they've had different struggles and stresses that have changed our evening routine. And the same with me and my husband. Like, the dynamics in our careers and marriage constantly changes and evolves. And it's never the same parent doing bedtime. Sometimes it's a babysitter, sometimes it's grandma and grandpa. Sometimes it's me FaceTiming my husband, being like, not that book, turn those lights down, and then vice versa. And that's so normal in houses up and down the country. Like, you don't, like, children aren't fixed things that you tick off and say, been there, done that, now they are this fixed person. As we aren't as adults, like, we're gloriously complicated, ever evolving and changing. And all of that's normal, and all of that's okay. And it doesn't make you a bad parent. It makes you an open book who's willing to listen. So I think my biggest hope for this campaign is normalizing that, listening to one another, not criticizing each other, and being open to trying new things and learning from one another, and just removing the taboo element of this subject of sleep later in life with our young children.
Now, Katie, where can people go to learn a little bit more about the campaign and also perhaps take part in the conversation?
Do you know what? It's such an exciting conversation, and it's so important about continuing all this story sharing. And you can actually go to halibutorange.co.uk, and there's a digital sleep talk guide there that is completely free. So do go and visit the website and take advantage of that. And it's really easy to get the Younger Mind gummies. If you're like me, you still like going shopping and seeing stuff in person, you can just walk into Boots. And if you do go into Boots to pick up the Halibut Orange nighttime gummy, you will see that there are also two others in the range, which are brilliant and actually complement the nighttime gummy. You've got the Younger Minds Focus, which actually we take after breakfast, which the kids love, because now they're like, oh, I need my focus before I go to school. And it's just really good for clarity, energy, fatigue. And then there's also Mind and Mood. Now, Mind and Mood, for me, I would actually take that more towards the end of the day, like in the afternoon, because it has got a little bit of magnesium in it as well. And that just supports kind of the ups and downs that all parents know we experience with our children of any age.
Thank you so much, broadcaster, author, and mom of two, Katie Piper. It's been fantastic having you on the Happy Hour today.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.